Ceramics. Where did the idea come from? What was it like to use this material? In fact, everything in my ceramic pieces stems from my observations during city trips to European art museums. Cultural tourism often leads people, myself included, to seek out certain master paintings in art museums. We feel that we just have to see those iconic works or check them off our bucket list. I think that objects from certain genres often get less attention than, say, Rococo paintings. As a result, visitors tend to overlook the subtle details of small, pastel-coloured porcelain sculptures in the display cabinets. Famous pieces can deprive nearby worthy pieces of the attention they deserve. Personally, I've often overlooked the modest, small Renaissance reliefs made of wood or ceramics, usually depicting biblical scenes or the plant-themed embossed patterns in the room's architecture, like those on the doorframe. But when you look closely at these reliefs, you start to notice a striking use of perspective in what otherwise seems like traditional imagery. The master has almost playfully brought parts of the scene to life in three-dimensional relief, while intentionally leaving certain areas flat in a distorted way. Some parts of the surface even stick out in a quirky way. I realized that relief is a visual medium where the artist can pretty easily switch between two distinct expressions, the flat surface and three-dimensionality. After finishing my small release on the theme of home museums, I found that combining the familiar flat surface of a painting with the three-dimensionality of sculpture also added a playful touch to my art. The warped perspective still feels slightly disarming and lighthearted, not too grand or serious. It was enjoyable to create them once I accepted that, in a way, I was following a trend, acknowledging that many contemporary painters today have embraced ceramics as part of their artistic expression. Along with the ceramics depicting interiors, I've also included small ceramic medallions featuring the residents of these spaces for display here.